Can you tell me the name of your organisation?
Jigsaw for You.
And how long have you been working in Sutton?
Actually, I've worked in Sutton quite a number of years ago in a different job, but in this job I'm doing now, Director of Operations at Jigsaw for You, I've been working here since July 2010. So it's about coming up to five years.
And what services do you provide?
Jigsaw for You works with children and young people who've got a range of complex social and emotional problems. And we started as a charity that worked offering bereavement support. But over the years, we've broadened our offer and we now work with children and young people who've been exposed to domestic abuse, who go missing, who experience sexual exploitation. So, for example, we're working with cases similar to the cases that have been publicised in Rotherham and in the Midlands. We still offer bereavement work, but we also offer pre-bereavement work. So we're working with children who've got parents who may be terminally ill or siblings who might have a life-threatening illness. We work in 18 different schools locally, and we work with children in school who've got emotional issues which are stopping them achieving their potential and accessing their education. We do participation for disabled young people in Sutton, and that's really good because we believe in giving children and young people a voice, and obviously encouraging and helping young people with a disability to give their views is really important, and they really value the opportunity because they feel they don't have their voices heard if they're in a group with able-bodied young people. They don't get the space they need and the time and support they need to give their views, so that's really valuable.
And what difference does your service make to your local community?
I think the community, we're very embedded in our local community. We're a well-known children's charity, and we get a lot of inquiries about our services and can we help children and young people locally. And if you think we've, on average every year, we see about 3,500 individuals. And I firmly believe that if a child comes through our door and somebody refers them for our support and for a service, then we can help them. And we are people, we persevere. We work really hard to engage children and young people, and we're focused on the needs of children and young people. And I think that because they are the point of referral, that's what makes the difference.
And what is unique about the work that your organisation delivers?
As I said, it's very child focused, and it's in a voluntary organisation. It's focused in the community. A lot of people feel more inclined to engage with a voluntary organisation. We don't have any stigma attached to us as a community organisation. And I think we really make a difference, and the staff who work here are really passionate, and they work here because they want to work directly with children and young people. And we can be creative, we can identify gaps, we can try and be flexible. We really want to help children and young people, so we'll go out of our way to give them the service that they want and to help them have their voices heard. A lot of what we do is helping them tell their parents and carers or their teachers what their issues are and what support they want. And children and young people divulge very serious issues to us, so we're also involved a lot with safeguarding and child protection.
And as it's Small Charities Week, can you think of one key message that you would like to give to other small organisations within the borough?
I think charities, voluntary organisations, can make a real difference. I would say persevere. I mean, every charity has its ups and downs, but society still needs what we've got to offer. I also would recommend voluntary organisations to engage with SCVS to support their work, because that can make a difference as well.